Granny's, Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after Lum's triumphant return to Pine Ridge following his 2-week trial, in which he was completely exonerated of the embezzlement charge, he immediately and happily settled back in his old way of life. As we look in on the little community today, we find him in the Jot'em Down store and library. His partner, Abner, is just entering. Listen.
Well, for goodness sakes, what's all that stuff you got there, Abner?
It's our mail.
All of that?
Yeah, there was so much of it, Dick Carlson couldn't even get it all in the post office box over. Had a stack of it sitting on the counter.
Well, I do know. Reckon who could have been writing all them letters to us?
Well, this mail's been piling up over there, Lum, for 2 weeks while we was in there at the trial.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. What's the matter if me ever got it? Well, let's sit down here and get to reading on them.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like an awfully interesting batch of mail to me.
Yeah, it sure does. I just love to get letters. I'll just dump them out on the table here, and we can sit right here and sort of work on them.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like it. I hope there's a letter in there from Aunt Minnie up in Sheboygan Falls.
Aunt Minnie?
Yeah, ain't had a hearing from her in a long time. She writes a right interesting letter, too.
Oh, she sure does. Yes, she does.
How do you know? You've been reading my mail again?
Huh?
Well, I believe that is our ring. Don't answer it, though.
Don't answer it?
No, it's liable to be Sister Simpson or somebody like that. Want to stand there and flap their jaws for a couple hours, and you just ain't got time for that right now.
Uh-huh.
Better read these letters.
Yeah, maybe I ought to just take the receiver off the hook so nobody can call us on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We don't want to be bothered here.
All they want to do is order some groceries anyway. We more than likely wouldn't have what they want, so just forget about it.
You know, Abner, I was just thinking here, this is one of the best things about going away for a while.
What is?
Coming back and find a whole big batch of mail waiting for you.
Oh.
Smart and I like having a lot of old friends sitting around in here waiting to talk to you. Tell you all the news and all that.
Yeah, it is sort of like that, I reckon.
Well, when you come right down to it, this mail system is a wonderful thing.
Yes, huh?
Oh, yeah. You can sit in your own home and write letters to anybody in the whole wide world.
Yeah, if you can write, yeah.
It's the greatest one link twixt humans.
Twixt humans and what?
Twixt humans and humans. Friends, relates, and all that.
Oh, I was going to say, you could write a letter to something besides a human, but I doubt if you'd get a hearing back like a duck.
Well, I never meant nothing like that.
Even if you did get a hearing back from something besides a human, I don't believe you could ever read it.
Yes, sir, Abner, the mail is a wonderful thing.
Of course, now, Grandpappy Spears said that Charlie Redfield knows a fellow over in Odin that claims he gets a hearing from a donkey.
Yeah, well, from a donkey?
That's what Grandpap said.
Abner, you know you can't believe nothing Grandpap says.
Both him and Charlie claim it's the truth.
Well, that's just plumb silly. You know good and well a donkey can't write.
Oh, they never said the donkey actually wrote the letters himself.
Oh, well, I sure say.
It would be something. That donkey just dictates the letters.
Huh?
A dog done the writing.
A dog?
Yeah, they said the dog could, but all he could do was just write.
Granny's Abner, you just got to stop listening to Grandpap and Charlie.
Huh?
If you do listen to them, don't believe everything they say.
All I'm going by is just what they claim.
Well, don't go by that.
Oh, because I'd love to see that donkey sitting up there in a chair smoking a cigar or taking a letter.
Abner, just forget that and let's get at these letters.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's fine. Hope there's one in there from Little Pearl. It was hard to learn to lie. Not lie like a donkey herself, I reckon you might say. But you are.
Dear Mr. Edwards, in answer to your request for information concerning a...
What are you throwing that in the side for, Lum?
I just ain't interested in building up my muscles in 7 days, that's all. I don't want to be no atlases. I want to get down to the personal letters here. That's what I'm interested in. Hearing from old friends.
Oh, yeah, me too. Let's see what this means right here. That looks interesting.
You know, Abner, I've always said that that $1.60 we bought is the best $1.60 we ever spent.
Oh, it is. Oh, there's a bill from the wholesale house. I told
her. Well,
about...
don't bother with that now. This ain't no time for business.
Well,
who do we know in Chicago?
Chicago? Let's see, Lord. I don't know.
There's Messrs. Edwards and Peabody.
Messrs? Must be somebody that knows us pretty good.
Gentlemen, your subscription to the Merchants and Farmers Clarion will expire next month. Due to the current shortage of office help, we take care of that next month. What's that you got there, Edna? It looks interesting.
Yeah, it is. I just ain't figured it out yet, though. It says, "Here, Mr. Edwards, some time ago we sent you full information concerning our home ventriloquist set. From time to time, further literature on this amazing device has been forwarded to you. But to date, we have not heard from you.
Throw it away, Abner.
We feel that it is only fair to warn you that this is a limited offer."
"Abner, just tear the thing up," I said.
"Well, Lom, was you going to be one of them ventriloquists?"
"No."
"I thought you don't know nothing about horses, Lom."
"That's a veterinary you're talking about. A ventriloquist is a fellow that throws his voice."
What'd you send your name in some for then?"
"I never sent my name in. They just started sending me all that junk. I don't even know why they done it. See what else we got here."
"Oh, because I believe I'll send for that stuff, Lon. You still got any of them old letters they sent you?"
"No, I ain't. I threw them away."
"That'd come in handy if you could throw your voice, couldn't find a rock, just reaching your mouth, get a handful of big words and slam
it.
Here's
another bill from the wholesale house. I'm getting sick of them things.
Oh, because I'd love to learn how to ventrilo before little Pearl jumps home on our furlough. See what big words
Miss Leona Edwards. Enclosed, please."
"Miss Leona Edwards?"
"That's what it says here."
"Who's that?"
"I don't know."
"Your sister?"
"I ain't got no sister, and you know it."
"Well, read it. That might be interesting. You ain't changed your name, have you?"
"Of course not."
"From Lom to Leone."
"Miss Leona Edwards, enclosed, please find your 1945 gold credit card entitling you to open a charge account at the Bon Ton Ladies Ready-to-Wear Emporium, Hatfield, Arkansas."
"Hatfield?"
"Yeah, I've never done no trading at Hatfield. Special not at no ladies ready to wear emporiums."
"Well, that ain't for you no way, Lum. That's for Leone. What else does it say there?"
"It says, you have established a high credit rating, and we are happy to extend this courtesy to you."
"Well..."
"Wait a minute, though. P.S. Beginning next week, we are having a special sale on leopard jackets."
"Leopard jackets?"
"What it says."
"Well, me, they're making jackets for leopards now?"
"No, I mean, they don't mean they're making them for leopards. It means they make them out of leopards."
"Oh, that'd be kind of lumpy, wouldn't it?"
"Well, they'd take them out of the skin, of course."
"Well, that's awful hard on a leopard standing around. They'll freeze to death."
"Well, they just use the fur, silly."
"Oh, are you going to get one?"
"No, of course not. And you can tear this letter up, too."
"Well, what about Leone?"
"I don't know nothing about Leone."
"Oh.
See, another bill from the wholesale house. Granny's. Ad for a newfangled post-war egg beater." "A circular from the mail order house."
"So you sure would look cute in one of them little leopard jackets, Lon."
"Abner, will you hash up about that?"
"Miss Leone Edwards."
"Now, just hash about that."
"You could wear that big hat we got back there with the ostrich plume on it, too, Lon."
"That was a mistake, and I don't want you joshing me about that."
"You ought to get one, Lon."
"If you tell Grandpappy Spears about that, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head."
"I wouldn't tell it to nobody. You know where that
was. Here's a notice from an insurance policy."
"Now, you'll need one if you start wearing women's clothes around here. Somebody pick a fight with
another
you."
"Another advertisement of some kind. Where are the personal letters? You'd think in all this bunch, they'd show to me. Well, I believe this one's for you, Abner."
"For me? Is it from Little Pearl?"
"I don't know. I'll read it."
"I bound you to it. It is.
Says, Master Abner Peabody, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Dear member, the code message for this week is X1461H. Plus W7B.
Uh-oh.
For pity's sakes, what is this anyway?
Uh-oh. It ain't nothing, Lon."
"Well, it must be something. What is it?"
"Well, I don't know, I don't think."
"Well, you ought to. It's wrote to you.
Oh, no.
Master Abner Peabody. Wait a minute, though. Ain't that the way you write to youngins?"
"I don't know. That must be a mistake. More likely, that's some more Leone's mail on. She gets everything mixed up. Can't keep track of nothing."
"Let's see who this is from. Tom Steele, the Masked Ranger. Wait a minute. He's on the radio, ain't he? Sure, I've heard him.
Well?
All right, Granny, then. Now, are you a member of the Junior Masked Rangers?
Well, I don't know. Ask Leonie. This is all her doing.
Master Abner Peabody.
Huh?
I'm proud to show that.
Just tear that letter up, Lum. We don't want it, I don't think.
I know. Let's see what else we got here in this room.
Yeah,
Master Abner Peabody.
I ain't even figured out last week's code yet.
Well, that's another
that
bill there.
Huh?
I can tell without opening it even what's from
that?
The wholesale house.
And then there's the house. Smoke signal.
Here's some outfit that can get us all the walnuts we want for Christmas.
Well, that won't be hard to do for me.
Ain't there even one personal letter in here at all?
Don't look like it. Everything's wrote on a typewriter. I don't be wait a minute. Here's one that's wrote in handwriting, not here. Mom.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah.
Hurry up and open it up. I want to see it.
Handwriting looks familiar, too. Must be an old friend of some kind here. Let me see this.
Who's
thing.
It from?
Yeah, let's see. It's from Dick Huddleston.
Dick Huddleston?
It's a bill for $1.60 for rent on our post office box, Mom.
Oh, for pity's sake. Let's cancel that thing, Abner. All that box is a nuisance. I've always said that. Just a plain nuisance.